North American earnings?
Many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack when trusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're here at the Thoroughbred Center, here on the Paris Pike. And you can turn that music down any time. Now, there you go. We're a little busy morning out here this morning, and Matt Howard, who usually comes out here and helps us on Saturday morning, his wife, Crystal, went into labor today. She's having her second child.
Yeah.
You know, some people do anything, get out of work.
Uh-huh. That's right. I would. Not that far.
You wouldn't go that far.
No.
Yeah. Well, I hope everything's going okay. I'm sure it will.
He called me about 20 minutes ago. And they told him to run down and get something to eat. So he went down to the cafeteria, and things are progressing nicely.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I tried to call him a minute ago, and he didn't have his phone on, so maybe.
He's probably back upstairs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, good luck, Crystal.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Somebody will have to go over and hold Matt's hand. Well, let me take care of my good friend Burton Jones here first, and then we'll get into the show a little bit. Well, Sprightstown is the nation's number one ranked sire in 2012 in North American earnings. He's the sire this year of 20 stakes winners, 8 of them graded stakes winners, 2 grade 1, and they've earned over $9,700,000. Now, Haynesfield is sired by champion sprinter Sprightstown, and while he displayed impressive speed, he broke his maiden as a 2-year-old at Belmont going 6.5 furlongs. He won one of North America's greatest tests of stamina, the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, at 10 furlongs. And in doing so, he handed Blame his lone defeat of the year. Haynesfield won 10 of his 19 starts, 8 stakes. He won a 2, 3, 4, and 5 every year he raced, and he earned over $1,309,000. He's the son of a champion and leading sire. He's out of a stakes-winning mare. He covered a full book of quality mares in his first season at stud and his first foal to do next year. Haynesfield, $10,000 live foal. Ask about breeding incentives at Mr. and Mrs. Brad and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
As you go, and
well,
the track.
What are we going to do today? Alberta Davies is supposed to come in at the top of the hour and have a little interview with Alberta. She trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center on a farm over by North Middletown in Bourbon County. And I hope she shows up, because when I talked to her yesterday, and I said, Alberta, would you come on the show with me yesterday? And she got that deer in the headlights look in her eyes, but she said she'd be here.
Okay, good.
Michael Blowen is going to come in this morning, of course, as usual. And we're going to get in touch with Dr. Doug Byers one way or the other. He vowed him down. He's going to come in today, but if he doesn't, we'll give him a call, which we'll see how it goes.
Sure.
And I had a nice visit with Doug Tuesday. And, we sat around and chatted.
Lied.
For about an hour and a half, something like that, until he finally ran us off. But
good.
You know, he's doing pretty good. Pretty good. Jackie, we'll do her announcements, of course, a little bit later on. And I want to get in touch with Steve Moody. They're running the stakes down at the fairgrounds today. Steve works with Briss, of course, and he does the fairgrounds handicapper sheet, which you can buy at brissnet.com. And the Tenacious Handicap is the feature. Tenacious is a horse some of you youngsters wouldn't remember, I guess, but I remember him very well. He belonged to Mrs. Joe W. Brown, who had a farm over on Bryan Station Road. I remember what before they even built a bypass. And the horses by Tenacious was by Chaladon. And Chaladon was Maryland bred, champion 3-year-old of his year, and stood over at where did he stand? Oh, Leslie Combs had him at stud. And Dr. Byers is here. How about that? Huh? That's great. Here he comes. Somebody's going to have to give him a little hand out there. All right. Ask Harold. Harold just showed up, didn't he? Here comes Harold. Now I went to get Harold to help him up the stairs right there. Okay. Anyway, and what else? Many distractions here this morning. Oh, having a pretty good year, a week, if I can find my list of winners out of the Thoroughbred Center. We've had 26 so far this month. And since last week's show, we have had 14. That's 2 days since last week. And the trainers from the Thoroughbred Center who saddled those winners are Helmut Jackson, Tim Shue, Tommy Mills, Howard Rice, Aldolfo Marcias, Marco Castaneda, Eduardo Caramori, Paul McEntee, Paul Garcia, Bill Hickey, Eduardo Caramori had another one, Jim last night, Jim Cullen at Turfway, Jimmy Cargan saddled one at Turfway, one of Maiden Special with G-Fest, and John Booker had one at Mountaineer last night. And here comes my old buddy right now. Good morning, Doc. Morning, hey. Angela. Morning. Have a seat.
This is Angela.
Yeah, I know Angela. Hell, I know Angela as well as I know you.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
She's in trouble.
All right. Angela, there's a chair right over there if you want to get that app for something to sit in. And Doc, how you doing, old buddy?
We're doing well.
Well, you're looking well.
Where's Michael?
Hi. Hell, you beat him here.
Good. Then we can leave early.
Well, I'm glad you can make it. You know, I had something I wanted to ask you about that, and I've got you here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never did quite understand, and I hope you don't mind talking about it. What exactly was the matter with the 2-year-old champion, Uncle Mole? Can you tell me something about that? Or?
Well,
I never could get it straight.
Principally, it was a liver inflammation.
Okay.
So it slowed him down, and it wasn't life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a mild liver thing. And we biopsied his liver and took samples. And
was it hard to discover, hard to find? Diagnose, I should say.
It was kind of tricky.
Yeah.
But he was not that sick. And the liver repairs itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the horse came around and did fine.
Yeah.
But his timing was what they weren't. I mean, he got right up to the Derby.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you got to be right for that.
Yeah. And so.
He'd lost too much training, hadn't he?
Yeah, he trained on, but he was inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And,
not like him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I knew you'd been training him, you know. As a matter of fact, when it first happened, when they said something after the wood, and you were on the show here, and I brought up the subject, and I could see the look on your face. I said, hey, I better change the subject. That doc's treating that horse now.
Well, everything was secretive as anybody would.
Yeah.
And, but he wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
So, but They were really.
We just ran out of luck.
Oh.
It's so nice to feel wanted.
Hello, Michael. How are you this morning?
Excellent, Ursula. How are you?
I'm doing real good.
Dr. Byers here to put us on the right track.
Just like old times.
I love it.
Have you here.
We're back in action.
Back in action, yes. Yeah.
So, the last time I looked at that horse, he had arrived at Ashford and good as gold.
Mm-hmm. Tested out good.
Tested good, but they made the decision to just go ahead and retire him.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
He's making money.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, he was making money on the track, as far as
that's true. Micropoli is very happy.
Yeah. We should have been.
Yes.
I just never did really know exactly what was wrong with that horse. I thought you were the only man I know that knew for sure.
Well,
over there, of course, Winstar, they would know, but yeah.
Well, yeah, they may have, but we looked at more of the pathology for him.
Yeah,
and so we looked at samples, but we didn't do anything until he was out of the Derby.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, they were going to take their best shot.
Well, Mike Rapoli's been great to old friends. He has a horse that he retired to us up in New York named Roaring Lion. It was chronically just getting colic over and over and over again. And, he paid for him to go to the Cornell Veterinary Clinic, and he's up there all week to try and figure out what's going on with this horse. He's paid for everything. And,
yeah.
He really does. He supports old friends, in particular the facility up in New York. So we're very grateful.
That's great. Would you look at all the people out there?
I know. Look at the parking. You might think we're lighting the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center around here.
Because of Michael Blown's here.
Hell yeah. That's why they have their backs turned.
Yeah. If I got a beer concession up here, hell, I could retire.
Oh, absolutely. That's true. Just on what I'd buy.
You're right. Well, let me take a break here, and we'll get right back to you. And, Doc, I don't know if you got a little something you want to talk about today.
Oh, I just thought I scribbled some notes
for
some of the current topics that may be
going around.
We'll get back in the hunt.
Okay. Well, Brigand, a 3-year-old colt by Flatter, won the $100,000 City of Laurel Stakes last Saturday for trainer Bob Baffert. Baffert purchased Brigand at the Ocala Breeders' March sale of 2-year-olds in 2011 for $925,000, and the colt finished 1-2 in 9 of his 12 starts. Won his first start as a 2-year-old at Hollywood Park, and he ran second in the Grade 3 Hollywood Juvenile Championship Stakes. This year, in addition to his win in the City of Laurel Stakes, he's posted wins at Saratoga and Belmont, finished second in both the Grade 2 Jerome and the Mike Lee Stakes. Brigand is one of 15 2012 stakes horses by Flatter. 9 of the 15 have won stakes. Of course, that includes Flat Out, winner of the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup for the second year in a row. Flatter is by AP Indiana praised by Mr. Prospector, stands at Claiborne Farm for $15,000. Then Sunday, Last Gunfighter, a 3-year-old colt by First Samurai, bred in Kentucky by John Gunther, won Aqueduct's Raymond Earl Stakes. First Samurai stands for $25,000. Stud fees are payable when the foal stands in nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornfarm.com. Talk about my good friend Tom Biederman. Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers. I'll give you his website here in just a second. And always has great places. Go to his website. It's BiedermanBrokerage.com, BIEDERMAN Brokerage.com. It's a fun website to go to. You can go in there and daydream about buying something out there. It'd just be a daydream in my for me, that's for sure. It's like, you drive down the road, listening to the radio, and they announce the size of the lottery, and you say, now what would I do with all that $617 million? But anyway, he's got some great farms for sale. Got one over on Mount Horror. That's a lovely neighborhood over there. That's Pembroke Farm. And it's they've produced a lot of good horses over there. It's right there on the Elkhorn Creek, and real close to church. It was a Presbyterian church right up the road. That's where Jack and I got married. And
wow. Must be on the historic places list.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or hysterical. Anyway, it's got a lot of good places for sale. Some are right over next to us. And, of course, we live over in Bourbon County. See if I find it in the
West. It's got one near us, too, one on Georgetown Road.
Hey, oh, has got a new sign up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
How close to 200 plus acres? You know, 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, why don't you buy it?
Well, I'd like to. If anybody'd like to buy it for us, the number is 859-509. Anyway.
Cha-king, cha-king.
Yeah. It's been a very merry Christmas so far.
Tell you what. But it is a great website, and I sure know, so go to it. And Tom's phone number is 277-2030. That's Biedemann Real Estate and Auctioneers. And he's the man when it comes to knowing about farms. Hell, he's in the horse business. He knows what you're looking for and what you need. And he knows how to sell. Well, the future looks bright for Bellamy Road. After his first foals came out running, breeders took notice. In 2012, he was the sire of 160 foals and he covered 140 mares. Just as impressive as the numbers are the breeders that sent mares to him. Breeders like Judmont Farm and Claiborne Farm and Augustine Stables and Burton C. Jones, Live Oak Stables, Adele Dill Snyder, the Whip Stables, Bobby Flay. That's just to mention just a few. So Bellamy Road has both numbers and quality on his way. It's a great time to book a mare for 2013. Bellamy Road has already sired such runners as Grade 1 winner Toby's Corner, Grade 2 winner Position Limit, Grade 3 winner All Squared Away, Grade 3 winner Victoria's Wildcat, and Grade 3 winner George's Angel. And just last Saturday, the undefeated 2-year-old Chatfield Road won the $125,000 Jim Edgar Illinois Futurity. Grade 1 winner Bellamy Road stands for $20,000 to win a full stands of nurses with breeding rights breeding incentives available, I should say. Call Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard at Windstar Farm. That's 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All right. Doc, you're up, my friend.
Well,
batter up.
Batter up. Just like old times.
Yeah. Old times.
Very old times.
Oh, it is
careful
pretty
there.
Old now.
Careful there. I don't want to talk about age.
Yeah.
When I'm part of the youth movement, you know you're in trouble.
We don't put up with that, do we, Doc?
Yeah, I was going to kind of update a little bit on West Nile liners.
All right.
Because it's gone now. We're not seeing it. But I wanted to admit that I was wrong. I called for it to go away on its own. And, of course, some of it was with the vaccination, but it surfaced again.
Yeah.
And so we had a fair amount of it throughout the country. And
this year?
This year.
Yeah. Okay.
And so.
Well, you were wrong.
I was wrong.
How about that? John, welcome to the club.
He's only he was only temporarily mistaken.
Yeah. Okay.
But they. It continues to be something to say, well, what about next year? And the vaccine is the only licensed vaccine for humans or anything that's not, that horses are the only thing that's vaccinated.
Okay.
That's end of story. But, and then not everything was vaccinated. So we don't have our arms wrapped around with, mm-hmm. you know, how much is it out there? But it did, the mosquito population increase this last year.
Boy, it was as wet.
It was, and so it may be something that we're going to need to watch out for. And of course, the vigilance for the owners would be to vaccinate them.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Is it 100%? It works, the vaccinations.
Well, no, it not 100%, but it decreases the incidence or the amount of inflammation.
Okay. Kind of like a flu shot.
Yeah.
You take a flu shot and then you get the flu.
Yeah. And okay. The vaccine is out there. So, but anyway, that's something that's sitting out there. And then there was an article talking about fluoride toxicosis getting in your drinking water. And the horses can get in there, but you know it's fairly non-toxic unless you get flooding and the soils get contaminated, and so that's one of the things that kind of something that rarely would be occurring, but it's still something out there. And it reminded me of 30 something years ago, we had all the white fences that was affecting the foals. And so they would get arthritis, and some would actually have to be destroyed. And when they painted right around the fence line, the foals could eat on that.
Yeah, right.
And they were okay if they got them away from the fence line till a week or so. But we don't see that much anymore.
How long ago was that? Was that before the modern day paints are so different now? They used to. I know when my dad had white fence over at Dixiana. You know, they used creosote.
Yeah. And so the white fences and now the creosote got taken away by the government because it.
What had?
Well, but anyway, the creosote is for the black fence got changed to traditional black fence. But if the creosote was in there, then it could cause cancer potential.
Yeah.
So that one got eliminated too, but everything is pretty subdued. But again, I think the message is, you know, we all tend to be vigilant and be...
Keep up your shots.
Keep up what's out there. Yeah. And but anyway, those were
common. Call Dr. Byers, the Marcus Welby of horse doctors.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's still farms using white paint, you know, right? But I guess it's a different stuff, you know, like Calumet comes immediately to mind,
right? And the Shadowlawn, and
they repainted a lot of the fences at Dixiana, you know, when he expanded, Mr. Shively extended and bought Domino, you know,
right.
Those are white fences.
It's clean now. I think it's all pretty subdued.
Yeah. I prefer the black. I always think the black blends in more with the, you know, it doesn't stand out like white. It just kind of blends in with the landscape. It's prettier.
If you're old enough to think of the old Walter Brennan movies that had all those white fence horses, you know.
Somebody was talking about. Who was it that bought the movie Kentucky?
Uh-huh.
You remember that with Loretta Young
and
Richard Green and Walter Brennan. That's what made you think about, you know.
Yeah.
I forget who it was now. And, you know, they show a derby in there. And that was War Admiral's derby that they showed. So that was 1937. That was from a short story written by John Tanner Foote called The Look of Eagles. That's where that movie came from, you know. I don't know if he went out there and directed it.
I have a copy of that movie.
Do you really?
Yeah, you want it?
I'd love to see it again.
Well, I'll bring it in next week.
Oh, yeah.
It was early color, too. It was very early color.
Oh, I know, yeah. Now, did it precede Gone with the Wind? Because it was about that same time.
I think it was a year or two after Gone with the Wind.
Okay. But that was War Admiral's Derby.
See, you never know what you're going to find out here. Yeah. God help us.
Yeah. That and a buck quarter, get you a cup of coffee. All right. Oh, well, thank you, Doc.
All right.
I appreciate it. Let me do a little set here, and we'll see what might. Did you handicap a winner right there real quick?
A loser. I kind of kept losing. My losers have been losing by too much lately.
Yeah, well, mine always did. Okay. Well, the only sire two winners of Breeders' Cup races this year is Mizzen Mast. He is the sire Flotilla, winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. That was her first start in this country. And of Ms. Direction, winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, beating the boys. Boy, that was a great race, a brilliant closing rush she put on. Ms. Direction has won 4 stakes this year. She's won 7 of her 12 starts, never been out of the money, and she's earned over $914,000. Earlier stakes winners by Mizzen Mast include Grade 1 stakes winner Mass Track, winner of more than $928,000. Grade 1 winner Midships, he's earned over $528,000. Grade 1 winner Ultimate Eagle, winner of over $517,000. So to compete at the highest level, send a mare to Mizzen Mast. Stands at Judmont Farm for $15,000 live fold. Also at Judmont is a young Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense by Unbridled Song. He's out of a Grade 1 stakes winner Honest Lady. She's by Seattle Slough, and she's a half-sister to Empire Maker. Now, First Defense has sired the crack group stakes winner Dun Dunnell in his first crop, 2-year-olds this year. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website, judmont.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is Brisnet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer stats, detailed pedigree data, brisk class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover Brisnet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Get Stormy is a multiple Grade 1 stakes winner by Stormy Atlantic, a son of Stormcat. That's going to stand the 2013 season for $30,000. Stormy Atlantic ranks among the nation's leading sires with 14 2012 stakes winners. They've earned more than $7 million. Get Stormy is a large contributor to his sire success. He's one of his sire's 2 Grade 1 stakes winners, having won the Grade 1 Gulfstream Park Handicap this year. That was one of 3 Grade 1 wins for Get Stormy. He's also won the Grade 1 Turf Classic at Churchill Downs and the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland. In fact, during his career, Get Stormy won 9 stakes, 7 of them were graded, and he earned more than $1,600,000. He's the leading money winner among his sire's more than 75 stakes winners. Get Stormy is to stand his first season at stud for $5,000. Payable when the foal stands and nurses. Be sure to ask about breeding incentives when you call Pope McLean at Crestwood Farm, 859-252-3770. And see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Michael, you're up, my friend.
All right. Well, boy, was Get Stormy is fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a resource, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's out of a Curie's Clown Mare, so we're biased. And Mary Sullivan owns him, and Mary Sullivan's one of the great owners of all time. She's unbelievable. So
Doc's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah.
He must be treating himself now. He must be treating himself now. He's doing a lot better.
Did you see the jacket he had on?
Yeah, Mayo Clinic.
The Mayo Clinic on it.
He gets paid $5 a day to wear that.
Does he? I wish it should be one.
little advertisement.
Well, he earned it.
Yeah, he certainly did. Oh, my goodness.
Paid for that many times over.
Someday we'll get him to talk about the details of what he's gone through in that physical therapy. It's really unbelievable. He's unbelievable, this guy.
Oh, Lord. Yep. Tougher nails. Well, it was wonderful to have him back.
Yeah, it was great seeing him the other day, wasn't it? That was fun sitting around talking with him and you and Ron Wallace.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway. We won't put Meet the Press out of business, but it was fun anyway.
Yeah, it was fun. I think he got a little tired after a while. But
when he started looking at his watch and falling asleep and snoring, I think it was time to leave.
Yeah. Well, that clued you in.
Yeah. And Susan ran out of cupcakes.
What's going on over at Old Friends?
Well, let's see. First of all, I'd like to thank Josephine Abercrombie and Clifford Berry over at Pin Oak for this year, instead of giving presents to their clients, they made a donation to Old Friends, and we sent out cards and little gifts to all of our clients. including Doug. I didn't want to say anything to him while he was here, but I hope he doesn't expect any big gift. He'll be happy to know that his gift from, you know,
that you got
for the holidays is we got it.
You got it. Okay. Listen, that would please Doc.
Yeah, well, that was really nice.
Well, that was nice of them to do that.
Yeah, they're very nice.
They're great people over there.
On a less happy note, we lost a horse this week named Cano Doble. Cano wasn't one of our stars, but he only won one race. It was a maiden claim, River Downs. But we had him for 7 years, and he was taken out of a bad situation, and he had 7 good years with us, and he's really, really nice on a Holy Bull, and he's missed. He was euthanized at Haggard's. We couldn't bring him around. On a happier note, tomorrow, sometime late afternoon or early evening, Reddy's Rocket. As far as all the records are concerned, the horse who won more races at Churchill Downs than any other horse, he won 11 races at Churchill, is going to be coming tomorrow. We're very excited about that. That's exciting. And then I think this is really neat. They announced the stakes schedule for New York for 2013, the day before yesterday. And on June the 1st, which is a week before the Belmont Stakes, they have a New York Day. It's a special day to celebrate New York breds. And they have 5 stakes races, and 3 of them are named after our horses.
Is that who are they now?
Dancin' Renee.
Okay.
Affirm Success and Commentator.
Oh.
So I was talking to Carol Farmer the other day, and she and Tracy, of course, own Commentator, and we're trying to make some arrangements with Naira so that the previous owners, like Carol and Tracy, of course, who own Commentator, and Sanford Bacon, who own Dancin' Renee, and Alfred, and who owned Affirm Success, will come and give out the trophies. Yeah.
Oh, that would be neat.
Yeah, wow. I think it'd be really, really neat.
That's fun. That's.
And then
where are those? You got any of them at your place?
Yeah, two
in New York.
Affirm Success and Commentator are at our Georgetown location.
Okay.
And Dancin' Renee's over in Muirfield Farm over in Midway.
Okay.
She's really nice, and she was like, she's one of the. Maybe the only filly that was ever New York Horse of the Year. I think she won it twice. I mean, she was a sensational runner and very nice.
Very good.
Yeah. So things are hopping. Got some very, very generous donations this week. Thank you very much. You know, the feed guys are really happy about that. The hay guys are happy about that. I'm happy about that. So it's been a really, really nice week. And a Bill Kastner. Sent us a nice donation. Annette Bacola, who owned the Wicked North, who was at our farm for a long time before he died, she sent a generous donation. Then there's this woman named Bridget, who's a really good songwriter. She writes songs for Carrie Underwood,
mm-hmm.
and she's a really, really good songwriter. Anyway, she's even written a song about old friends, and she loves old friends. So, and she comes and visits, and she's
going
getting
to
married.
Carrie Underwood to sing it.
Well, yeah, she's going to try to. She doesn't like. She doesn't think the song is quite ready yet. She keeps trying out different things, and she'll know when the time comes. But she's a real pro, and she knows how to write a song. But she's getting married.
Oh, okay.
So she told her fiance, who apparently is fairly wealthy, that what she wanted for he asked her what she wanted for an engagement present. And he said to make a donation to old friends.
Oh my goodness!
And so he did.
Oh, that's great.
It was extremely generous. And
she ought to get married more often.
Very great. I'll mention that to her the next time. I don't want her to ever lose this guy. So that's really good. And all the horses are doing really, really well. Gulch is staying out all the time now, and he's right in a paddock next to Sarava, just down from Afternoon Delights. I think the Hollywood Futurity is this weekend, and Afternoon Delights, of course, beat Thunder Gulch in that race. So we got some celebrating to do.
That the Hollywood Futurity, or is that what's the name of that race?
It's called the Cash Call Hollywood.
Cash Call Futurity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay a few bucks, you get.
Had some good winners.
Mm-hmm.
Had some good winners of that race.
Yeah, it's a good race, and when people saw that race, they thought Afternoon Delights was going to be a shoe-in for the Derby, because I think he beat Thunder Gulch in hand by seven, eight lengths. I mean, it was just an amazing performance. And Kent DeSormo told me that of all the horses he's ever ridden, Afternoon Delights is the fastest horse he was ever on.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so it's really nice. It's really nice to see him over
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Burr Jones, of course, he stood down at Airdrie.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, started out there. Anyway, he was here this morning. He stopped by.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Beat me here again, huh? We have three horses that used to stand at Airdrie.
Patton, Afternoon Delights, and who's the other?
You and I.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Brett has been very, very helpful. So is Brett. And I'm actually working with their daughter, Lucy, who's helping to she's working on raising money to save the Kentucky Theater, not to save it, but to rehab it and fix it up. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting together. We're going to have an exhibit sometime in February and of some of the movie stuff that I have. And we're going to have an auction, and half the money's going to go to Old Friends, and half the money's going to go to the theater project.
Oh, great. That's very nice.
You never know.
Never know.
You know, you think one of my old, you know, I got a shirt in the auction that Jack Nicholson wore in Chinatown.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a Robert Montgomery shirt.
You going to auction those off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to auction
them. What was the name of that movie that Nicholson was in? It was the worst movie ever made. But,
No. It's a great movie. It's just that some people have no taste. It was called About Schmidt.
About Schmidt. Yeah. And it was not only was it boring, it was depressing.
It's a really great movie about growing older and not knowing what to do. See, we don't identify with that because we know what to do. We know we have to get up in the morning and feed the horse. If he had a horse and if he took care of horses, none of those problems would have ever occurred to him.
Well,
I told him that too.
Did you?
But we got some letters from him that we're going to put up for auction and some other things.
Well, that's great.
Some autographed posters from movie stars and stuff. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Saw Angie Dixon in a old, real old Western the other night. I forget what it was, who she was in there with. It was
it in color?
Yes, it was.
Was it Rio Bravo?
I believe it was.
John Wayne, Dean Martin, Ricky Nelson.
It might have been.
Oh, my God. Well, who would trust you about movies? You just saw it the other day, and you can't remember. Well, she's in it with somebody else, and it's John Wayne?
I wasn't impressed. Angie Dickerson impressed you, but the rest of them I didn't pay a whole lot of attention.
Well, it wasn't Rio Bravo, though, because Rio Bravo's a great movie. Howard Hawks. Yeah, it's a great movie. It was something else. She made another Western with Randolph Scott. She made a couple of Westerns, but Rio Bravo was the... That was the apex. That was a great movie.
Yeah. I guess she was drop dead gorgeous, was she?
Yeah. 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 Very funny and very talented and very sexy.
Yeah.
An email the other day. She's always writing emails asking about Little Silver Charm. And I'm hoping that that she'll come back in the spring and spend some more time with us because it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, very good.
Well, if anybody wants to look, it's a beautiful day today. People should come on a tour.
Are you going to Keeneland?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You need that?
Yeah. Can I have it?
Yeah, you can have it.
Oh, Mike, he gave me his racing board. Merry Christmas. I'll bring you a gift next week.
You were supposed to bring me something. What was he going to bring me this week, Jackie?
Did I give you some?
Huh?
Whiskey.
I think I might have it in the car. Hold on a second. I'll go look.
You said whiskey.
He's transporting whiskey in the car.
Old Friends bourbon. Yeah, but it's sealed. It's not open, officer. Okay. I don't have any open alcohol containers.
He has the old movie Kentucky, and he's going to lend it to us.
Do you really? Gee whiz. You know, I'll tell you something funny about that. Happy Chandler was governor when they made that, and Happy and half the state went to California. And he made all these friends out there, you know, just because of that movie.
I'll bet.
Yeah. I remember when I was about the fourth grade, they herded us into the auditorium and showed that thing. And it was sepia-toned at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it was
pretty
old.
One of the first color movies.
Yeah, it's color.
Yeah. Well, it was faded. Listen.
You had a bad print.
The nuns had, you know, got what they got.
They got the 16-millimeter version.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Wayne Mack is who had got he just got that somewhere, ordered it somewhere and got it.
Really? Is it on
I think my copy's on VHS.
VHS, yeah, that's all our good stuff's on VHS. Yeah. I hate to see that stuff go.
I know.
Yeah. I've got time.
All right, I'll bring that next week. But I'm gonna go look in the car, and if I don't have the bourbon in the car, I'll bring it next week. Old Friends Bourbon available at Whole Foods. Yeah. It's a great Four Roses private batch.
Oh, at Four Roses. That's Matt. You know, Matt's wife, Crystal, is in labor now.
I heard that on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
Yes, great.
Isn't that fun? Can't wait. It's a bully.
Well, I gave him a bottle last week, so he'll need it this week.
He's probably drinking it right as we speak.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I hope so. Everybody ought to have fun out of this.
Russell, right. Thank you so much.
Okay, no, we'll see you next week then.
Can't wait.
First, there was Gypsy Robin, one of only five named foals from the first crop by De Hare. Gypsy Robin won her first start at Keeneland by 7.5 lengths, then went on to win the Grade 2 Beaumont Stakes at Keeneland, the Grade 2 Raven Run Stakes at Keeneland, the Sorority Stakes at Monmouth, the Inaugural Stakes at Presque Isle, ran second in the Grade 1 test, and she's earned over $498,000. Then, last Sunday, at Aqueduct, Messia, a 2-year-old filly from the second crop by De Hare, bred and owned by Shadwell Farm and trained by Kieran McLaughlin, won a $62,000 maiden special by widening 11 lengths. She just may be the next Gypsy Robin. That said, take note that De Hare stands for $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm, that De Hare was a Grade 1 stakes winner and a brilliant miler, and that he is the son of the elite sire Awesome Again, the only winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, the sire winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, the sensational Ghost Zapper. Awesome Again stands for a fee of $75,000. Ghost Zapper, $40,000. De Hare's fee again, $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stand manager Kent Barnes. And see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Want to talk a little bit about my friend Ralph Quillen down at Quillen Leather and Tack. And hey, there was an article in the Paris newspaper.
Yep.
The Citizen, is that what they call that thing?
The Citizen since 17-aught something or other.
Yeah, it came here about the same time Daniel Boone did, I think.
I think.
And the paper did. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, Ralph is going to open up a pub. And what do you call it when you make your own beer or something?
Brewery.
A brewery?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Gee.
Well,
that's
the
first word I learned. Brewery.
Well, I know what you call it. I just drink it.
Baby Jackie.
Anyway,
first word,
downtown brewery. Downtown Bourbon County, Paris. Over in Bourbon County.
Okay.
And of course.
So it's gonna have a beer. It's gonna have a beer cellar.
Yeah.
And restaurant too, or just a pub? Saloon. Knock it off, Ralph. It's a saloon, right?
Yeah. You're Ralph, you're chicken if you don't put up there and say Quillen Saloon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That'll get him. Anyway, Ralph's a great guy, and he's got a great tack shop. That's Quillen Leather and Tack.
Oh, yeah.
The nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 17,000 halters a year. That means they ship that many. And God only knows about many they sell when they walk in, you know, but it's a great tack shop. And with Christmas coming up, it's a wonderful place to do your Christmas shopping.
It really is.
Yeah.
Now, this new baby's coming. I got to get over there and get Matt's little baby brother something.
Yeah.
Something cute.
But, yeah, let me tell you how to find Quillen Leather and Tack. Of course, you want to go to his website first. That's Quillen.com, Quillin.com. And it's in Bourbon County, in Paris. If you're coming in from the Lexington area, just go straight in toward town. Don't turn left on the bypass when you're going to Paris, and go to the, let's see.
Next light.
One, two, it's the third light as you're going.
Third light from out of town, but once you pass the bypass in high school, it's the next street.
Right up at the top of the hill. Well, here comes the booze. And
yahoo! Oh.
Very good. Thank you. Anyway,
hand-selected old friends.
Come on down, Ralph. We'll have a drink.
Yeah, boy.
Tom Bergen's outside. He wants to try.
Quillen Leather and Tack. And it's a great place to shop, so go by and see him. Tell him that old Ursel sent you. Well, you know, there's been some of the top horses that ever raced. They've been to Kesmark for a little rest and recreation, for repairs or whatever. I mean, horses like Grace Hall and Kitten's Joy and Colonel John. Einstein was there, Badger Silver, Even Given Saturday, Spite's Town. I mean, some really top horses. Magna Graduate went down there, Roses in May. And they all came to Kesmark to correct a problem sometime during their careers. And that list is just going on. I'm not going to tell you who's down there now, but you go in there and you'll see top horses. I guarantee that. Kesmark's over on the Shannon Run Road. That's just a couple of miles from Keeneland. Shannon Run, if you're going toward Versailles, you go past Keeneland, and it's right across from the castle. Turn left, and it's up there on the left. They've been doing it. They've got a variety of tools at their disposal that'll benefit the horse that you just can't find anywhere else in Kentucky. And the staff there, they're well-schooled in how to use those tools. The area veterinarians use the Kesmark facilities extensively. In fact, they tell me that nearly every horse that comes to Kesmark has their own vet. So if you stick around long enough, you're going to meet just about every vet in central Kentucky right there at Kesmark. Kesmark opens its doors to horses that have been either from anything from critically injured to those just in need of a little freshening. And the cost is a whole lot less than you think. A very, very reasonable cost. They've got some tools. Well, one of the things they've got is a cold salt water spa. Now, that really impressed me. When I mean cold, I mean 35 degrees. Comes out of jets down on the legs. And it'll rapidly reduce swelling and inflammation of the limbs. And they've got an aqua tread and a swimming pool and a freestyle walker, an indoor walking and jogging ring, a vibrating platform. That, incidentally, was developed by the space program, and they use it over at Kesmark to promote hoof growth, enhance circulation, strengthen bones. They've got a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Of course, they've got turnout paddocks and round pens, just everything you need at Kesmark. Number over there, 859 number, 873-9955. Check the website. Let me spell this for you because it's got a funny kind of spelling. Kesmark is K-E-S-M-A-R-C, kesmark.com. Give them a call over there. Stop by and see them, and you'd be pleasantly surprised at what's available there to help your horse. All right, Jackie, you want to do some
announcements?
Yeah.
Martha Bennett Stiles, a good friend of ours, is an author. She writes young children, not baby books, but junior high stuff, I guess a lot of it is. She has a new book called Sailing to Freedom, and it's been selected by the Kentucky Book Fair to be featured at the National Book Festival on the Mall in D.C. in September.
That's
so
pretty neat, isn't it?
Isn't that great? Sailing to Freedom, it's called. And her MB Stiles, if you want to look it up or however. Amazon, I guess. Is that where you go for books and stuff?
I guess. It's where you've bought a couple.
Yeah. So anyway, we wanted to announce that.
Well, her husband of many years was Martin Stiles, who passed away a couple of years ago. And he taught at UK and had a farm over there on Harp Ennis in Bourbon County. Great guy. Nice guy. And so is she.
Yeah. Okay, did you know? I didn't. Lexington Catholic has an equine academy. They do stuff to teach kids if they want a job in the horse business. It's a pretty nifty thing. Anyway, the reason I am mentioning this, they have a ongoing right now auction for to support it. Now, this stuff is sold on eBay, and it's the part of eBay for nonprofits, not for profits. So it runs through, what's today? Tomorrow. The auction goes through tomorrow at 8:00. So you go to myworld.ebay.com. You can find it if you want to. LCHS, that's Lexington Catholic High School Equine. So, you know, that's a pretty... If you have any questions, I'm going to give you a phone number if you can remember. It's not a hard one. 263-4466. 263-44. No, 263-4646. I told you it was easy to remember. Ask me anything. Now, what else is going on? Oh, today and tomorrow, Bally High Holiday Schooling Show down at Bally High. That's Joyce Brinsfield's place. Today is Hunters, 33 Hunter classes. Tomorrow, Sunday, is Jumpers. 8:30 in the indoor arena, so that's a perfect place to go. If you want to call Joyce for more information, call her while she's judging one. 948-2632. I want to make another. Oh, I found out the niftiest thing. Sally Van is now. They will fix your trailer. Now, I heard from a friend of mine that they fix horse trailers, and I took mine over there, did a great job. Guy's name's Ben Eversoll. He's the fleet and facility manager. Now I find out they do trucks. So this is wonderful. They do what you're pulling and what you're pulling with. So Ben Eversoll is from Cincinnati. So it's a 513 number, and it's 675-8874. And if you can't remember that, that's okay. Just call O'Sally Van, and they'll give you his number. But, I mean, it took no time. They're really good. And, you know, they build all their own trailers and service, of course, all their own trucks. So if you've got something, that's the place to take it. So that'll be next for me. I'm going to take truck over. Bristnet.com is having a free handicapping challenge. Vegas plus, you get a trip to Vegas, and $3,500 in cash prizes. So go to Bristnet.com challenges. It's today. If you're going to do it, you better get on the stick, because that is today.
Can I interrupt your second?
Yeah, I'm going to sample the bourbon. I'm going to run up to the store and get a little bottle of eggnog.
Oh, are you?
And then I'll clunk a little in here and get into the holiday spirit.
There you go. Well, In the Mischief is the sire of three stakes winners in his first crop, now two-year-olds. Two last weekend. First, it was Golden Sense, winner of the Grade 3 $1 million Delta Downs Jackpot Stakes, and second in the Grade 1 Champagne at Belmont. Last Saturday, sitting at the bar, Philly by In the Mischief won the $100,000 Louisiana Champions Day Lassie Stakes. Never out of the money in four starts, sitting at the bar, is also placed in the Grade 3 $500,000 Delta Downs Princess Stakes. Then on Sunday, Vijack, bred in Kentucky by Mock Mahal and sold as a yearling for $100,000, won the Trasquid Stakes at Aqueduct. Vijack is 2-for-2, and he won the Trasquid by nearly six lengths. In the Mischief, ranked second on the freshman sire list among those that are going to stand the 2013 season in this country. And his sire, Harlan's Holiday, is the nation's number one ranked sire on the juvenile sire list. In the Mischief won Grade 1 Stakes as a two-year-old, stands for 70. Whoops, he stands, I believe they changed his fee to 15,000. Due when the foal stands and nurses at Spendthrift Farm. It is noteworthy that the three freshman sires, all three of them, at Spendthrift Farm, In the Mischief, Notional, Tis Wonderful, have sired first crop stakes winners. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, Mark Toothacker, new starter over there at Spendthrift Farm, Ned Toffee. And the phone number over there is 859-294-0030. See the website spendthriftfarm.com. Well, Lubricine and Reborn, two absolutely useful products, and I use one of them, as a matter of fact.
Well, and Michael Blowen and Diane said they both use it, and Michael said he can't get over the difference. And Diane said she thought she was feeling better, too, but Michael was just...
Yeah, now this is Lubricine we're talking about.
Yeah,
they make it for horses, but they also make some for
humans.
And I've been using it, and I believe it's moved me up a little bit. Of course, at my age, it's hard to tell.
No, I think you have.
I'd still get out of bed in the morning, though.
Well, that's half the battle, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah, I use it, too, and I feel great.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm all for it. Keep it coming.
What was it Happy Chandler said? To quote Happy Chandler, he says, I live every day like my last, and I go to bed at night and sleep like I'm going to live forever.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, well, Lubricine and Reborn, and both of them developed by Dr. Steve Allday, and both are endorsed by a whole bunch of owners and trainers and veterinarians, and both, incidentally, are all natural, so you don't have to worry about the spit box. Lubricine, to put it simply, and that's the only way I would understand anything, it sustains the integrity of the joint fluid and can help reduce the need for costly and painful hyaluronic acid injections. So you can may not have to do that anymore. Trainers that use Lubricin on a regular basis, people like Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow, Jerry Hollendoffer, Michael Maker, that's just to mention a few of them. And as I said, they also have it for humans, and it's helped old codgers like me. You can buy both kinds over at KBC, incidentally, in Lexington, and Horse Sense down in Versailles. So go in and ask for Lubricin. And Reborn, the other product that they're putting out, it's a 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. It's safe. It's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Starting with foals, strengthens the foal's immune system immensely while nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. So actually what it does, it supports immune functions in horses of all ages, and it provides a quicker recovery and from physical challenges, and it's, you know, it builds up your immune system. It, basically, that's what it does. Now, for more information about Lubricin or Reborn, let me give you a number to call. It's an 800 number, 901-9498. Or type in Lubricin, that's Lubrisyn, or Reborn, Reborne, and you can take it where to buy it, and the dosages and how much to give them and everything. And also, they sell it over at KBC in Lexington and at Horse Sense down in Versailles. Well, Cowboy Cal won the Grade 2 Stroob Stakes, the Grade 3, Grade 2 Oak Tree Mile. Ran a mile 133 in that one, the Oak Tree Mile. He won the Grade 2 San Pasquale Handicap. He won the Grade 3 Tropical Park Derby, the Grade 3 Bronze Stakes at Keeneland. And as a two-year-old, he won the Law of Fortuity and a maiden special at Belmont, going a mile 134. He also placed in the Grade 1 Bluegrass Stakes, the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby, the Grade 1 Woodford Reserve Turf Classic, the Grade 1 Citation Handicap, the Grade 2 Bernard Baruch, the Grade 2 Four-Star Dave, and the Hollandale's Beach Stakes, earned over $1 million. Now, Cowboy Cal was a versatile runner. He's by the champion sire Giants Causeway. He's out of A Daughter Seeking a Goal and Hot Novel. Hot Novel, a graded stakes winner and Grade 1 producer. Now, Cowboy Cal stands for 7,500 live foal at Pin Oak Stud, home also of the proven sires Broken Vow, Sky Classic. We had a good two-year-old winner yesterday, I believe. It was an aqueduct. Broken Vow is the sire of 27 2012 stakes horses, 18 of them stakes winners. He's the nation's third-ranked sire of stakes winners this year. Stands for 25,000 live foals. Sky Classic has sired 59 stakes winners and over 100 stakes horses. Now, you find me another sire with numbers like that standing for 7,500 live foals. Clifford Berry, Nancy Stevens, just call them at Pin Oak Stud. 859-973-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, Jackie, back to you.
Masterson Equestrian Trust is an organization that helps administer the Masterson Station Park.
Well, okay.
And, well, the park is really run through the city's Parks and Recreation. So, but anyway, they've got a new little flyer that comes out, and with all sorts of news. And like, for instance, they've got the dates already for the Springbrae Horse Trials in April and that kind of stuff. It's just wonderful that what they do. They do a great job. And also, here's something fun. They have new clothing and gear and stuff. They're having shirts, fleece jackets, caps, tote bags, and more with the Masterson Equestrian Trust logo. So that's something really cool if you've got somebody that rides. Go to the MET store at mycompanyattire.com. And then the code is 121220. Which is about a week ago, 12-12-20. Or you can always call somebody out there. The other thing I was going to mention, if you want to ride in the indoor, call Georgia Ackerman at 253-0328. And if you want to get on the email list, go to Masterson Equestrian Trust and get all these numbers that you need when you're online. So it was really, it's really nice. I'm glad they've started doing that because, you know, it's just a great place. Here horse
comes,
park.
Here comes my guest.
Good.
You want to move your purse?
A horse park is, what's going on to horse park? Practically nothing except Southern Lights. So you want to take your kids and
Susie's got some.
Pile what, them Susie? In a car and go to Southern Lights. That's about all. Oh, I want to mention a few things. I wanted to mention, go over to, if you got a computer problem, go over to Lexington Computer Clinic. It's over at, what's the name of that daggone mall? Hamburg in Myers.
Don't say that in front of Preston Madden now.
Well, I mean, but I always want to call it the other one. I always want to call it Beaumont. What is it? I mean, anyway, they're over there. And if you've got an old horse and it needs to be fed and they don't have any teeth, go to Macaulay's. They got this stuff called longevity. When the horse chews, the stuff breaks up. They don't need to grind it up with their teeth. So you get all the benefits of good nutrition from Macaulay's. How about that?
All righty. All right. I mean, I've got to take a little break here, and I'm going to have Alberta Davies on with me. Is this your husband over here?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we'd throw him in the act, too. How about that? Over there shaking his head. All right. Well, Stay Thirsty concluded his highly successful racing career with a stirring victory over the brilliant Groupie Doll in the Grade 1 Cigar Mile. Retired with earnings over $1,936,000, he's going to stand his first season stud next year at Coolmore's Ashford Stud for $20,000, doing a full stanza nurses. Stay Thirsty is by Bernardini out of the winning mare Marosia by Stormbird. Marosia is also the dam of the graded stakes winner in Grade 1 place Andromeda's Hero and stakes winner in Grade 1 place Superfly, both by Fusici Pegasus. The second dam is stakes winner Make Charge by Roberto. Make Charge earned over $500,000, placed in 10 graded stakes, 8 of them Grade 1 stakes. Stay Thirsty, spit that out, Ursel. Stay Thirsty, like his sire Bernardini, won the Grade 1 Travers and the Grade 2 Jim Dandy. He also won the Grade 3 Gotham, was second in the Grade 1 Hopeful, the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. And in his last start, prior to his win in the Grade 1 Cigar Mile, he was ahead bobbing second in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup. A superb individual, he was a $500,000 sales two-year-old. Stay Thirsty has all the prerequisites to become a top sire. Your inspection is invited to Coolmore's Ashford Stud. 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studios, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, Spitestown is the nation's number one ranked sire in 2012 by North American earnings. He is the sire this year of 20 stakes winners, 8 of them are graded stakes winners, 2 grade 1, and they've earned over $9,700,000. Now, Hayesfield is sired by champion sprinter Spitestown. And while he displayed impressive speed, broke his maiden as a 2-year-old at Belmont, going 6.5 furlongs, he won one of North America's greatest tests of stamina, the grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup at 10 furlongs. And in doing so, he handed Blame his only defeat of the year. Hayesfield won 10 of his 19 starts, 8 stakes. He won at 2, 3, 4, and 5 every year he raced. And he earned over $1,309,000. He's the son of champion and leading sire. He's the son of a champion and leading sire. He's out of a stakes-winning mare. He covered a full book of quality mares in his first season at stud and his first foals are due next year. Hayesfield stands for $10,000 live foal. Ask about breeding incentives. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty. Get a little closer to that microphone, Alberta. I got Alberta Davis here. I asked her the other day if she'd come on the show, and she got that deer in the headlights look in her eyes, but she showed up. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
I thought I was going to have to send somebody down to bring you here, maybe.
There he is right there.
Alberta trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center, and first thing I'm going to do is pick on her for the way she names her horses. She's got a horse name, and I still can't spell the damn thing. Naja Seem, Naja Don't. See if this is right. N-A-J-A-S-E-E-S-E-E-H-I-M, N-A-J-A-D-O-N-T.
Perfect.
How about that? Took six works to get it. You named another horse over there. R starts with the letter R.
Peace of mind.
R, peace of mind.
Yes.
And you got a two-year-old coming up called 2x4. What's he by?
He is by my stallion that I used to train, Power Chess.
Oh, okay.
And he used to train out here, and he ran all over, like, fairgrounds and Maryland and Monmouth Park. Uh-huh. And he was a fifth of a second off the track record at Monmouth Park when he fractured his hock.
Oh, my goodness. So, and what's he by?
Red Bishop.
Red Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Adina Springs breeding, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he Florida bred?
No, he's a Kentucky bred.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was that the horse standing up here at that time?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, he was at Margot Stud?
When he first did, when he first came into Stud.
Yeah, I thought he was. Yeah. I thought he was in Adina Springs. Horse.
No, he was. He moved to Adina Springs, and then they moved him to Florida.
Oh, okay. Well.
And then he was sold, and he's in Turkey.
I was a little bit right then.
Yeah.
Now he's in Turkey.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Well, that's moved around a little bit, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been out here training center how long now?
Off and on. About 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? That long?
Yes. Huh. Yeah.
When did you start? When you were 12?
No. No, but thank you. I used to be in Lawrence Hughes' barn.
Who's that?
Lawrence Hughes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen Lawrence since he retired?
No, I have not.
I haven't either, and I thought sure he'd show back up here.
I know. I think he will.
I bet he doesn't now. It's been 2 years.
I know, but he's getting antsy.
Have you have him? How do you know?
Because Rob Ritchie, the blacksmith, goes out to his farm, and he said that he's getting a little antsy.
Go to see him and sell him a horse, Alberta. What the hell is he? Take advantage of him in his weak moments.
Yeah, well, somebody said that he was looking at two.
Oh, but that'd be fun to get him back out here, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it would. It would. He's a good guy.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah, yeah. That was a good barn. He took immaculate care of that
barn.
Yes,
it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I like being in there.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
New York.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Were your family in the horse business?
My father had race horses when we were kids.
Oh, okay.
And he had William Terrell used to train for him in New York.
Okay.
And it just kind of stuck with us.
Yeah, so you got, that's how you got interested in it.
Yeah, you step in manure and it goes into your shoe and through your blood and you can't get rid of it.
I know. that's about the truth of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just, what did, how did you, did you go to school up in New York, or how'd you get into it, really?
Well, when I graduated from school, I decided that I was going to be a trainer. I wanted to be a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had got my assistant trainer's license at Monmouth Park. Mm-hmm. And
who were you working for?
W.C. Hammond.
Okay.
And he used to train in Jersey and Maryland and New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my assistant trainer's license with him. And then I moved to Colorado, and because my husband got transferred out there.
Okay.
And they.
What was your husband doing?
Computers.
Oh, okay.
He owned computer stores.
Oh.
And he moved out to Colorado, and so I moved out there with him. And we lived 8 miles from Arapaho Park.
Oh, okay.
And so I used to go out there and watch the races. And then I decided I'll get my trainer's license out there, and I claimed a horse the day I got my trainer's license.
Is that right?
Yep.
How'd you do with it?
It was a mare, and when I claimed her, she was a maiden. Well, she broke her maiden after she ran second in the Meadowlark Stakes.
Uh-huh.
And when I got her, I had to do knee surgery to her because she had chips in her knee, but she was also bleeding.
Mm.
And she wasn't on Lasix. So I had to give her some time off. And then I took her back to Jersey. And she ran in Jersey. And she ran at the old Charlestown.
Okay.
Before,
The old bull ring.
Yes.
Yeah, before they banked
yes.
the turns.
Yes. Yeah. And she ran there. And then she ran at Mountaineer. And when I let her go to my brother, because my brother had a trainer's license, and since I was in Colorado, I let him train her in Jersey.
Yeah.
And I took another horse named Cullen McBullen. And from...
Did you name that one?
No, I did not. No, I didn't.
Can't blame you for that one.
No. And I claimed my husband claimed him at Monmouth Park, and I took him out to Colorado, and he did very well out there.
Yeah. Now, Arapaho, that's not the old Centennial.
Yes, it is.
It is the same old track.
Yes, it's the old Centennial.
Is that a mile track?
Yes, it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. They're still running out there?
Yep.
Yeah. Will you go back and visit any?
I have. When I go back there, I go, you know, to the racetrack, and I see, like, you know, the old people, and they're all still the same people. Even the same vets are still out there.
I swear.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. How close is it to Denver now?
Oh, it's right outside of Denver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because we lived right outside of Denver and in Aurora, and it's right there in Aurora. It's maybe 10 minutes from Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been through Colorado, but I've never been to any races out there.
Oh, it's fun. They have quarter horse races and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I imagine a whole lot of them. No, that's a big...
No.
No?
Not a lot.
Yeah. Are there many breeders out there?
No.
No.
No. They just do that circuit, like how Jersey has their circuit of, you know, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Their circuit is Sunland Downs and Arapaho Park. And so they do their little thing.
Yeah, they're running at Sunland now.
Mm-hmm. Because Arapaho's closed.
Yeah.
And then they do Turf Paradise in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a daughter who lives in Phoenix.
Really?
Yeah. She's never been to races.
She's got to go.
Yeah.
That's an interesting
track. Not sure she's mine. Yeah, I got to take a break. I'll get right back with you. Got to pay some bills here.
Okay.
Brigand, a 3-year-old colt by Flatter, won the $100,000 City of Law Stakes last Saturday for trainer Bob Baffert. Baffert purchased Brigand at the Ocala Breeders' March sale of 2-year-olds in 2011 for $925,000, and the colt has finished 1-2 in 9 of his 12 starts. Won his first start as a 2-year-old out at Hollywood Park, and then he ran second in the Grade 3 Hollywood Juvenile Championship Stakes. This year, in addition to his win in the City of Law, he has posted wins at Saratoga and Belmont, finished second in both the Jerome Grade 2 and the Mike Lee Stakes in New York. Now, Brigand is one of 15 2012 stakes horses by Flatter. 9 of the 15 have won stakes. Of course, that includes Flat Out, winner of the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup for the second year in a row. Flatter is by AP Indy, out of praise by Mr. Prospector, stands at Claiborne Farm for $15,000. On Sunday, Last Gunfighter, a 3-year-old colt by First Samurai, bred in Kentucky by John Gunther, won Aqueduct's Raymond Earl Stakes. First Samurai stands for $25,000. Fees over Claiborne to do when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. And see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business: the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, December 8 at Hollywood Park, the Grade 1 $500,000 Hollywood Starlet Stakes was won by Pure Fun, a 2-year-old filly by Pure Prize. Pure Fun is one of 9 Grade 1 stakes winners by Pure Prize, a list that includes Pure Clan, who was sold for $4,500,000 at the November breeding stock sale at Keeneland. 9 Grade 1 stakes winners, Pure Prize can sire the home run horse at the races and at the sales. You look long and hard to find a better bargain at stud than Pure Prize, and he stands for $7,500 doing a foal stands and nurses. And you look long and hard to find a better bred horse than Pure Prize. He's by the great Stormcat out of Champion Heavenly Prize. She won over $1,825,000, and she's by Seeking the Gold. Pure Prize is at Vinery, Kentucky, and Vinery also offers state-of-the-art facilities in New York and Florida, and thus they're equipped to offer the finest care available for your bloodstock. Give John Gasper, Steve Castanola, Francis Relihan, or Grant Williamson a call, 859-455-9388. Ask what Vinery can do for you, and visit the website at vinery.com. All right, I'm talking to Alberta Davies, and left you out in Colorado. But you didn't stay out there long, or you came back east?
Mm-hmm. Came to Kentucky.
Came to Kentucky. Now,
it was my birthday present. A farm.
The farm was?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, where is your farm?
It's on Harrods Creek Road, right outside of Paris.
Oh, okay. I told somebody it was close to North Middletown. Is that right?
Well, yeah. It's like right in between.
Oh, okay.
It's Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Walter Kaufman, who used to be Claiborne's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his old place.
I didn't know.
We bought it after he passed away from Dorothy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What a nice guy he was.
Yes.
He was down at Claiborne for years.
Yes, he was.
How many acres y'all got there?
We have 200.
Wow.
But the farm was originally 327,
mm-hmm.
But they sold it off in two pieces.
In two pieces?
Yeah, because it was on both sides of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so 127 is on one side and 200 is on the other.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need any more than 200 acres.
No.
You go to more, that's a whole lot.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Now, you all breed your own?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many mares you got there?
13.
13 mares. Well, I don't.
Yeah, 13.
She's counting in her head now.
Yeah.
When you left home, it was 13.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And you breed and raise your own, or
yes.
Do you sell
some,
any?
Yes, yeah, some we sell. There's some that are bred just to keep for racehorses, and then some are bred to sell.
Yeah. What's the name of your farm?
Canterbury. We kept the same name as Dr. Kaufman.
Canterbury. Okay. Yeah. Did you know him very well?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I knew of him.
Yeah. Well, everybody knew Walter.
Well, he's the one that started the light therapy for bringing mares into heat.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
They had a lady, a vet from, I believe she was from Great Britain, gave a talk about lights at the Farm Managers Club the other day.
Really?
They're inventing something now. A blinker type of thing, you know, with a light shining on one side, a blue type light, where you can put this on them.
Stimulates the mind.
And, yeah, and you don't have to keep them up. You can turn them out with these things, which would be a big money saver, you know.
Yeah, because when we bought the farm, he had the lights all in the paddocks.
Yeah.
Up on the big poles. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
And John Penn, right next door to us, he has that now in his paddocks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you're next door to John.
Yep.
Well, small world. I know. I knew many people, that many people out there on that road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you, where do you sell? At Keeneland?
Keeneland November sale, we mostly sell it.
Oh, what do you sell? Weanlings?
Weanlings.
Ah.
Sometimes we'll sell a mare here and there.
Yeah. Who do you all breed to? For instance, who'd you sell by this year?
We sold a Kitten's Joy, Lemon Drop Kid,
mm-hmm.
Stormy Atlantic, and a Mine Shaft.
Four nice horses.
Yes. Yeah,
very nice. Who are you breeding to this year?
Holy mackerel. That's
I don't
him.
Know that horse.
No, that's him. He picks all the stallions.
Who is it?
Giant Causeway.
Giant's Causeway?
More than ready.
More than ready. Boy, that's two proven sires there. I mean, you can't do any better than that.
No. And
you know, More Than Ready stands for more in Australia than it does here.
Yes, for 60
here. 60 here?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're getting down there for.
Well, we've also bred to Mizzen Mass.
I love Mizzen Mass.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I.
You ever seen?
No.
Oh, it's a grand-looking horse, big gray horse.
Patty El Prado.
But what? Yeah.
Patty El Prado.
Oh, with Spendthrift, Patty El Prado.
Yeah, he collared, so we only took one mare to him.
Yes, one mare because, yeah, he did colic. He's okay now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mizzen Mass, you see, I did a radio show giving a national race results for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
15-minute show that came on every night, 7 days a week. And so I had to go through the computer and look up every track. I'd give up 10, 11 tracks of results, you know.
Wow.
And I still do that. I stopped doing the show. I did that show for 50 years. And I stopped doing it 4 years ago.
Wow.
But But I still, every day I go through the results, you know, looking up this, and that way you can keep on top of everything. And there isn't a week go by there aren't three or four mizzen masts winning, you know.
Yeah.
At the races. I mean, these horses run
I'm
on anything.
About that baby.
He just, I believe it was yesterday, he had a good 2-year-old winner at in Aqueduct.
Wow.
Yeah. Made special. So, yeah.
I'll come to you for all of that information.
Anything for a friend for a fee.
There you go.
Well, you're breeding awful nice horses, you know. So, yeah. What? Who do you? Okay, those are the ones you're selling.
Oh no, some are keeping.
Oh, you're keeping some of them.
Oh yes. Yeah. Some are going to be mine.
Oh.
You don't give all the good ones up.
How many do you keep in training?
Right now I have 9, but there are 3 babies on the way.
Ah.
And that's it. That's my max.
There are 2-year-olds on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are they by now?
Pure Prize.
Just talked about him.
I know. I was listening.
Yeah.
2 are Pure Prize and a Cactus Ridge. And
where is he now?
He was when we bred to him. He was at the Vinery.
You know, that's another horse that gets some good hard-hitting runners. And
you don't get much respect in the breeding shed.
Well, they had moved him to Calumet.
Oh, did they? I knew they were moving him, but when I bred to him, he was over at the Vinery.
And when Calumet changed hands, who was the other horse they had over there? Son of Tappet, I believe. Trying to think who it was. Having a senior moment. Anyway, he was moved, and I looked in the stallion register, the new Blood Horse Stallion Register just came out, and I couldn't find him anywhere. Cactus Ridge. So I don't know where he is now. And
know.
You look up, you know, they used to find him in stakes. He'd been a nice stud horse, you know.
Yeah.
And stood reasonable.
Yes, he was. That was one of the reasons why. That and I liked his kids.
Yeah.
But I'm in partners with him, with my girlfriend.
Who's it?
The Cactus Ridge baby.
Oh, okay.
So I only own half of him.
And who's the third now? You gave me the Cactus Ridge and the Pure Prize.
There's two Pure Prizes.
Two Pure Prizes.
A Cactus Ridge, and I can't think of the third one.
You're not having a senior moment, too, are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, when did you get there, for crying out loud?
Who the heck is it? I don't know. We got to go on. I'll think of it.
Oh, well, that's all right. You know what Jackie tells me? Says, if it comes to you in the middle of the night, don't wake me up.
Okay. I can think of the other one.
It'd be a coming 2-year-old, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all doing really good.
Yeah.
The one Pure Prize filly, she was a little stubborn in the beginning, but she's a girl, so
yeah.
That's the way women are.
I'm going to move right along on that one. I'm going to stay out of trouble.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You can say it.
So you've been training out here off and on for...
Mm-hmm. I took some time off because I had my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to stay home with her.
Is your daughter interested in
Very much so.
Oh, that's good.
Very
How old is she
so.
Now?
She's 15 now.
15. Wow.
So I took about 5 years off.
Where does she go to school?
Lexington Catholic.
Oh, yeah, I had 2 daughters graduate from Lexington Catholic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they have that new equine program. Equine Academy.
Jackie was just saying something about that.
Yeah.
On the air today.
And she's in that.
Yeah, that wasn't there when my daughters went there.
No, this is the first year. It wasn't there when she started either.
Uh-huh.
She's a sophomore now, and they didn't have it last year either.
Yeah.
They introduced it over the summer. They started talking about it.
Yeah.
And you had to get accepted into it, and she did everything in her power to get into that class.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah, she's not really into the racehorses, but she's real big.
She will be.
I know.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Well, that's an awfully good school.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kids.
She don't get it right now, but she will.
Most all of them go on and get the colleges of their choice, usually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Expensive, though, as you're well aware
of. Thank you.
You're well aware of that, I know.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much when my daughters went there. Neither one of them interested in horses, and they both, but both of them doing great.
What'd you do to them?
I don't know. They just never were interested in horses. Neither one. But they're both doing really good, you know. Both of them probably doing better than me.
Well, we never pushed her to be involved in them.
Yeah.
She just became involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's good. It keeps her focused.
Yeah. Do you have to drive her in every day?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you let your husband do it.
No.
No?
He's only home on the weekends.
Ah.
Because he travels.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he's up here on the clocker stand a lot.
That's because he wanders around here.
All right.
But you'll only see him on the weekends in the clocker stand.
Yeah. Well, I you know, I haven't paid that much attention, but...
Yeah.
Well, that's great. How long you like it here?
Absolutely. I'd never leave here.
Mm-hmm.
No. I love my barn, and I love the people here.
You're in one of the new barns that Keeneland built.
Yes.
Yeah, those are nice barns.
Yes, they are.
Of course, they remodeled all the ones on the hill. They're nice barns, too.
After I left.
After you left. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you go.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
It wasn't painful.
Alberta, no, well, I hope not. I told everybody when I introduced you, you had that deer in the headlights look when I asked you the other day.
I'm a little better now.
Yeah. I said you're just talking to a good old boy.
Yeah. Well, when yesterday when I talked to you, I kind of got a little more relaxed, but
yeah,
he made me nervous again.
Oh, no.
Husbands do that, I understand, according to Jackie. No, I couldn't make Jackie nervous if I tried.
Mad, maybe, but not nervous.
Yeah, right. All right, Roberta, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. It was fun talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too.
Okay.
I guess I'll see you on Tuesday.
I guess you will. All right.
Have a good weekend.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, the only sire of two winners of Breeders' Cup races this year is Mizzenmast. He is the sire of Flotilla. Winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, her first start in this country, and of Ms. Direction, winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, beating the boys with a brilliant closing rush. Ms. Direction has won 4 stakes this year. She's won 7 of her 12 career starts, never been out of the money, and she's earned over $914,000. Earlier stakes winners by Ms. and Mass include Grade 1 stakes winner Mass Track, winner of more than $928,000. Grade 1 stakes winner Midships, winner of more than $528,000. And Grade 1 stakes winner Ultimate Eagle, winner of over $517,000. To compete at the highest level, send a mare to Mizzenmast. Stands at Judmont Farm, $15,000 live foal. Also standing at Judmont is a young Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense by Unbridled Song, out of Grade 1 winner Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Slew, the leading sire Empire Maker. First Defense is sired to crack group of stakes winner Dun Donnell in his first crop, 2-year-olds this year. Inquiries to Gerald O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. See the website, judmont.com. Well, 2 of the 4 graded stakes run in this country last weekend were won by horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers. Pure Fun won the Grade 1 Hollywood Starlet Stakes, the only Grade 1 stakes run. And Pure Fun was bred and raised by Damien and Braxton Lynch at their Royal Oak Farm over in Bourbon County. Then the Grade 2 Sugar Swirl Stakes at Gulfstream was won by Dustin Diamonds, who was raised at Three Chimneys Farm for her breeder, Padua Stables. Now let me remind you that 11 Kentucky bred winners of the Breeders' Cup races, there were 11 of them, 5 were raised on McCauley Brothers products. And that includes the winner of the big one, the Breeders' Cup Classic. Remember, the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse was McCauley Brothers, and they get maximum results. It's a fact that many of the world's most successful owners, breeders, and trainers are listed among McCauley Brothers customers, and they'd be delighted to add your name to the list. Just contact Mike Warren or David Longmire, 859-873-3333, or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse.
When Jack and I moved on, reputable companies so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
All righty. Well, first it was... Where am I?
So we're going to Steve.
I did that.
Good.
We're okay.
Steve.
Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You got me confused over there, Ressie.
Ressie's fault.
Ressie did it. I've got Steve Moody with me. Steve has done the Fairgrounds handicapping sheet for Briss, Bloodstock Research Information Services, and they're running the Tenacious Handicap. Is it handicap or stakes?
They call it a handicapper.
Okay. It's a Tenacious Handicap down at the Fairgrounds today. Tenacious, for some of you people who don't remember, Tenacious was bred by Mr. Joe W. Brown. He was the son of Shaladon, and he was a tough horse down at the Fairgrounds. Tough horse everywhere, actually. He was out of a mare named Dorothy Brown, but Brown King. I remember how I remember that, I don't know, but there it was. So I thought I'd spit it out while it was while I found something that I could remember. But who's going to win the Tenacious today?
Well, they got a field of nine drawn for the Tenacious Handicap Ursel, and I thought it was a pretty good group. The thing that struck me is there's not a tremendous amount of speed in the race, and I thought that whoever gets to the front in here might have a decent chance to take them all the way. And that, to me, that looks like the two horse Hurricane Ike. Michael Stidham trains Hurricane Ike, and James Graham, who's up there battling with Rosie Napravnik for the leading rider, is aboard, and this horse is drawn inside in the two hole, and I think he can go right to the front in there. He might be tough to run down. It's a 5 year old by Graham Hall, and so I'm going to give him a slight edge in a pretty well matched race. Horse two is inside. It happened again. You know, it's going to get the inside trip. This is a Tom Amos trainee, and Rosie Napravnik does have the mount on that one. I think that's probably the top contender in here with Hurricane Ike. And then the five horse apart is the actually the 3-1 morning line choice. And Al Stahl, of course, has him with the local connections. And this one, he's been a little bit erratic, but he obviously, if he runs his best race, he's certainly capable of winning the day. He's been off for just about 3 months and coming back off the layoff. So if he fires his best, he's got a big shot in here too. But I, like I said, I think the horse that gets to the front might be able to take them every step, so I'm going to give it to Hurricane Ike. We'll go 2-1-5 in the Tenacious Handicap.
2-1-5 in the Tenacious Handicap. What you're up all up on this basketball stuff? Tell me a little something about this team that Kentucky's playing today.
David Lipscomb is a Christian school, and it was in Nashville. My father went to David Lipscomb. And, he'd be amazed to think that Lipscomb is playing the UK today. Like I said, it's a small school, Christian college. And, they were, I think, in NAIA, and then they moved up to the division three. And then they kind of steadily moved up to where now they're in division one. And I don't think there's going to be much competition for Kentucky. We did play them once before back, about 7 years ago in one of those early season games, kind of like today. But that's my local tie with Lipscomb. I was down there when I was thinking of going to school. I actually went down there and, you know, toured the campus. So I'm familiar with Lipscomb. It's in Nashville. So,
well, I asked the right person then, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got.
I've done something right today.
Yeah, I said my father went there. My his sister, my aunt went there. I've got a cousin that went there, and
my goodness.
So yeah, quite a few. quite a few ties to Lipscomb.
Yeah, okay. I think the game's on, you know, they blacked out that game on Fox South last week. In my area, I don't know. I mean, we get a satellite, you know. And it was black.
Been on, well, I guess they might have been on KYT then.
I don't get that. I've got Dish living out in the country.
You don't get the local channel?
I get. I don't get. What KYT? 27?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't on 27. I checked 27. It was on Fox. It was on Fox Sports South, and it was blacked out.
Well, I don't know. That's where I watched it here. That's all I can tell you. So, I mean,
you watch it on Fox Sports South?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I don't know why. We sure didn't get it, but that's, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. And it's been Steve Moody with the, I was going to say Kentucky Handicap Sheet, but he's doing the Fairgrounds Handicap Sheet this winter.
Yeah, temporary duty in New Orleans.
Temporary duty in New Orleans, and I bet you wish you were down there eating some of that good food down in New Orleans right now. Yeah,
little chicken etouffee and
don't get too
gumbo.
Don't get too fancy on me now. Gumbo, I understand. All right, Steve. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Erson.
All right, my friend. Well, let me see. I've got time to do a little bit of history. I might even read a little bit of Joe Palmer today. But I'm going to go back to reviewing years of racing, and I left off, started on three-year-olds in 1957. I didn't get very far.
Is that where we are?
57.
Gotcha.
You got me?
That heck of a year.
You remember it well, Jackie?
I remember.
My wife blabbing over here. Of course, that was a great crop of three-year-olds that year, probably the greatest crop of three-year-olds that ever came around. I tell you what, I'm going to do a set of commercials, and then I'll come back, and then I can get into it. I'm going to talk about Gallant Man. Of course, also in that crop, it was Bull Ruler and Round Table and Federal Hill and Clem and Vertex. Might say something a little about Vertex, too, if I've got time. He was a horse that I remember real well, Liver Chestnut. By the Reimer, it stood over at Dan and Ada Rice's Dan Ada Farm, which part of the old Idlehour farm of Colonel E.R. Bradley's out on Old Frankfort Pike. And it's got a new owner out there now. A good friend of mine managed that place when he was out there, Pup Endicott. Pup passed away a long time ago. But they raised a lot of good runners. They stood Olympio. Olympia, the Fred W. Hooper's horse was there. King of the Tudors stood there. If I'm not mistaken, was Decathlon there? I better not say that. Anyway, let me get back to doing my commercials, and then we'll get back to that. First, there was the Gypsy Robin, one of only five named foals from the first crop by DeHare. Gypsy Robin won her first start at Keeneland by 7.5 lengths. Then she went on to win the Grade 2 Beaumont Stakes at Keeneland, the Grade 2 Raven Run at Keeneland, the Sorority Stakes at Monmouth, the Inaugural Stakes at Presque Isle. She ran second in the Grade 1 Test at Saratoga for earnings of $498,000. Then, last Sunday at Aqueduct, Acia, a two-year-old filly from the second crop by DeHare, bred and owned by Shadwell Farm and trained by Kieran McLaughlin, won a $62,000 maiden special by a widening 11 lengths. She just may be the next Gypsy Robin. That said, take note that DeHare stands for $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. That DeHare was a Grade 1 Stakes winner and a brilliant miler. That he is the son of the elite sire, Awesome Again. And, of course, Awesome Again, the only winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, the sire winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, the sensational Ghost Zapper. Awesome Again stands for a fee of $75,000. Ghost Zapper for $40,000. DeHare's fee, $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stag manager Kent Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage.
That edge is BrisNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer stats, detailed pedigree data, Brisk class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BrisNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
All righty. I think I'm supposed to do Windstar right now. Harlan's Holiday is the nation's leading sire two-year-olds. He's a sire of 23 two-year-old winners, five of them stakes winners, including Shanghai Bobby, undefeated winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He's a shoe-on to get the Eclipse Award as champion two-year-old. Z-Watt, easy winner of the Gold Rush Stakes at Golden Gate last Saturday. Harlan's Holiday also ranks eighth on the list of leading sires by North American earnings. Among stallions that are going to stand the 2013 season in this country, he's got 13 stakes winners and earners of over $7 million. He is, by any measure, one of the nation's top sires, and he stands 2013 season for $35,000 doing a full stands of nurses at Windstar Farm. Windstar is also the home of Spikestown, the nation's leading sire by North American earnings among those that stud in the USA, and the number one ranked freshman sire to stand in the 2013 season in this country, and that's Spring at Last. For more information, or to book a mare for 2013, get in touch with Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard. 859-873-1717. Check the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty, let's get back to doing what we do here. I'm going to talk a little bit about Gallant Man. He's a very interesting horse. I picked him first because, well, he's just an interesting story behind him. He was imported, of course, the bay colt is by Magoli out of Majara by Mahmoud, bred by the Aga Khan foal in Ireland. He raced for Ralph Lowell and raced almost his entire career for John Nerud as a trainer. Beautifully bred horse. Every ancestor, male or female, in the first three generations of his pedigree was a runner of very high class. Among the 15 males, that's counting Gainsborough and Blanford just once, in the first four generations, seven had won the Derby at Epsom. That would be Bois Roussel, Mahmoud, Barham, Blenheim II, Spearmint, Gainsborough, Sunstar. Two had won the Triple Crown, that's the Derby, the 2,000 guineas in the St. Ledger, Barham, and Gainsborough. Sunstar won the 2,000 guineas in the Derby, and Louvois, the 2,000 guineas. Magoli, the sire of Gallant Man, he won 11 times, including the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, ran second in the Derby and the St. Ledger. Now, his dam, Gallant Man's dam, Majetta, won the Irish Oaks and the Irish 1,000 guineas. And she was also the dam of Masaka, who won the Epsom Oaks and was a great producer herself. She also won the 1,000 guineas and the Irish Oaks. His second dam, Gallant Man's second dam, was rated the second best two-year-old filly of a year in England. And the third best is a three-year-old. She produced another Irish Oaks winner in Queen of Shiraz, who was the dam of the top-class racehorse Puna II. And Gallant Man's third dam, Harper's Corb, was a champion of two in Ireland, and she produced two very good sires in Royal Minstrel and Heron. Well, in 1954, Humphrey S. Finney, who at that time was president of Fasey Tipton, negotiated a deal with the Aga Khan to buy three fillies and six colts. That's nine yearlings for Ralph Lowe, who was from Texas. The three fillies were designated by the seller. There's only three that were offered. But they offered 12 colts, and they could have their pick of six of them. So Mr. Finney and Dr. D.L. Proctor, who's, of course, from Lexington, picked six of them. One of them was Gallant Man. Now, Gallant Man was the smallest one of the bunch, but they both thought that he was going to be very precocious and that they might be able to pay enough to get the others started. So turned out they were right. And the price for the nine was in the neighborhood of $220,000. So they flew them over to this country and were sent to Crown Crest Farm, which at that time was owned by Howard and Helen Reinman. That's Graham Crest was formerly part of the old Dixiana, turned into Domino Stud. And anyway, now it's back to Dixiana again. But anyway, it's that section right there. I grew up on it, incidentally. They stayed there for a couple of months, and then they were sent down to Mr. Lowe's Ranch, which is out in West Texas. And after a few weeks there, they went on to California to trainer Gerald Bloss, and he broke them and put them in training. The entire trip, incidentally, from Kentucky to California was by van. Probably Sally. Who else would you call? Well, got a man under Bloss's tutelage, Mr. Bloss, B-L-O-S-S, made his first four starts out of Hollywood Park. He won his third on June the 13th, 2-year-old year. And then Mr. Bloss became ill, and Gallant Man was sent east to be trained by John Nayrud. And Mr. Nayrud handled him for the rest of his career. So he went to New York, and he made his first start for Johnny Nayrud, Mr. Nayrud, at Belmont Park on October 30th. Yeah, I believe it was. It was in October anyway, and he ran ninth. Then he came back and he won at Belmont that year, and he finished out the season with two more wins. Won a Tropical Park by a neck, which he beat Sunday Star, and then he beat General Duke by six lengths in an allowance race down at Tropical Park. Yeah. He went to Hialeah and ran. He won the Hibiscus Stakes, beating Missile. Missile was a son of, if I recall, what the heck was his son? Oh, he was by War Relic. He went to stud over at Stallion Station. King Heron ran third. He was by Heron. I mentioned him just same female family as Gallant Man, as a matter of fact. Then he went, moved over to Hialeah, and he ran fourth in the Bahama Stakes, won by Bull Ruler. General Duke was second. Federal Hill ran third. General Duke, of course, another Bull Ruler. Federal Hill was by Cosmic Bomb. Went to New York, and he ran fourth in the Swift. Just got beat a length and three quarters, so ran a nice run at him. Closed a big gap, but just didn't get there. King Heron won that race. Missile was second. Clem ran third. He was another from that crop that was a great, not a great horse, but a really very good horse. He was by Shannon the second. Then he went to the Wood and got beat a nose by Bull Ruler with Promised Land third. In the Derby, of course, that was the infamous Derby when Mr. Shoemaker misjudged the finish line. And he got beat a nose, of course, by Iron Liege for K. Met Farm. Went up to New York and he won the Peter Pan by 2.5 lengths over Promised Land. Then he won the Belmont Stakes easily. Won by eight lengths, beating the inside track and Bull Ruler. Next start was at Saratoga in an allowance race there, and he won by four over Little Hermit. And, oh, hey, horse we were talking about earlier, Tenacious ran third to him that day. And Tenacious, of course, was by Chaladon. He won the Traverse Stakes by half length over Bureaucracy and Field of Honor. Went to Belmont again, right back in the Nassau County Handicap, and he won that one by neck over Dedicate, who was, I'm pretty sure, by Prince Quilla. Reneg ran third. He was by Revoked. Went to the Woodward and got beat by Dedicate. Bull Ruler ran third. Moved on over to the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and he won that by length, beating Third Brother by Prince Quilla and Reneg. Won that one going away, pretty handy, as a matter of fact. Moved over to Garden State and ran second in the Trenton Handicap. Bull Ruler beat him. He was giving Bull Ruler 2 pounds. Then he ran, dropped him back in the, well, that was his last start, as a matter of fact, in the, his 3-year-old season. Next year, four. He made 5 starts. His first start was in the Carter Handicap at Belmont. He ran third to Bull Ruler in Tick Tock. And then he won the Metropolitan Mile under 130 pounds, beating Bo Ruler, who was in with 135. Clam, 114, ran third. Went to California, where he won the Hollywood Gold Cup under 130, beating Eddie Schmidt, tough old horse, and Shawneen. He gave him 132 for the Sunset Handicap, and he won that and beating Eddie Schmidt again. And then in the final start of his career, they went back east, and the Sisonby Handicap, he ran fifth, got beat 4.5 lengths. Something must have happened to him because that was the end of his career. Co-host won that. Co-host was a Green Tree horse. Went to stud over here at Green Tree. He was by Mahmoud. And running second was Mr. Jive. And Mr. Jive was sired by Mr. Music, who Mr. Music was a full brother to Spy Song by Balladeer out of Mataharra. So that was Gallant Man's career. Of course, he went to stud over at Spendthrift Farm. Sired 51 stakes winners, a very good sire. Gallant Bloom. Sired Gallant Bloom, who was a champion filly of her year. Same year as Majestic Prince, as a matter of fact. And she was undefeated as a three-year-old. Caragioso was another good filly by Gallant Man. She won the ladies' handicap. Gallant Romeo, he won a Vosburgh. He was a pretty good sire himself, Gallant Romeo. He sired over 40 stakes winners, including Elocutionist was by Gallant Romeo. So was My Juliet. God almighty, she was fast. Gallant Bob, My Gallant, Patty Canyon, Spicy Living, won the Mother Goose. Gallant Man was a broodmare sire of some 89 stakes winners, the best of those. Genuine Risk, who won the Kentucky Derby. And Lord Avey. So that's the story of Gallant Man. I got him out of the way in 1957. I just got about 75 other horses in that crop to talk about, including some pretty good ones, as a matter of fact. Let me get this out of my way here and do this for my buddies over at Spendthrift Farm. Well, In the Mischief is the sire of three stakes winners in his first crop, now two-year-olds, two last weekend. First, there was Golden Sense, winner of the Grade 3 $1 million Delta Downs Jackpot Stakes, and second in the Grade 1 Champagne at Belmont. Last Saturday, sitting at the bar, a filly by Inner Mischief, won the $100,000 Louisiana Champion Today Lassie Stakes. Never out of the money in four starts, sitting at the bar, is also placed in a Grade 3 stake, a $500,000 Delta Downs Princess Stakes. Then the next day, on Sunday, Vijack, bred in Kentucky by Mock Mahal and sold his yearling for $100,000, won the Trashwood Stakes at Aqueduct. Vijack is 2-for-2. He won the Trashwood by nearly six lengths. In the Mischief, ranked second on the freshman sire list among those who are going to stand the 2013 season in this country. His sire, Harlan's Holiday, is the number one ranked sire on the juvenile sire list. In the Mischief, one Grade 1 Stakes is a two-year-old. He stands for 75. And oops, he doesn't. They've moved his fee up to $10,000-$15,000, I believe, wasn't it, Jackie? In the Mischief. I believe it's $15,000. Well, anything to do. Call up over at Spendthrift Farm. Let me give you the number. It's an 859 number, 294-0030. And ask him how much they're going to stand in the Mischief for next year, and then book a merit to him. Just call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, Mark Toothacker, who's an added starter over there. I got to talk to Mark. I had a note down at home to give him a call, and I lost the darn phone number, but now I know where to find him. Anyway, that's at Spendthrift Farm, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. All righty. Here we go again. How much time have I got to go here? 7 minutes? Well, I can talk a little about it. I can get another horse out of that crop. Foal in 1957. Let's talk about Vertex, who stood over Dan and Ada Rice's Dan Ada Farm out on the old Frankfurt Pike. He was a chestnut colt. He was a liver chestnut. Gorgeous horse. I bred a mare to him, as a matter of fact. I think I bred two mares to him. Sold them both in foal because he went to stud. He was very popular. We're talking about his three-year-old season now. The next year, as a four-year-old, he was considered to be the best handicap horse in the East. Of course, the best handicap horse in America the next year was Roundtable. Anyway, he was by the Rymer out of Canes Bacases, bred and owned by Mr. Frank Purulli, and who owned a chain of service stations up near Camden, New Jersey. And he was trained by Mr. Purulli's son. Mr. Purulli, he'd bred a few thoroughbreds for about 15 years, but Vertex was his first stakes winner. Got a good one there. As a two-year-old, he ran three times and won two of them. Was fourth in the World's Playground in his third start. They'd have given him 114 pounds on the experimental free handicap. As a three-year-old, he won five of his eight starts with 3 seconds, so he was 1-2 in all eight of his starts at three. He won the Choice Stakes at Monmouth Park, dismissed the track record that day for a mile and eighth by a fifth of a second. He won the Boardwalk Handicap in Atlantic City, won that by 6 lengths. An allowance race, he won an allowance race, and then he was second. His 3 seconds came in the Select Handicap, the Vintner Turf Handicap, and the Roamer Handicap. Vertex went to stud, as I said, over at Dan Ada Farm. Pretty good kind of a stud. Sired a champion two-year-old in Top Knight. Pretty good three-year-old, too. Won the Florida Derby and the Flamingo. Sired a Lucky Debonair, won the 1965 Kentucky Derby. He also won the Santa Anita Derby. He won the Bluegrass Stakes. He won the Santa Anita Handicap. I saw him win the Derby. Bet on him, as a matter of fact. I can remember the few of them that I bet on. I guess Lucky Debonair's best stakes winner at stud was Malachite, who won the Irish Derby. See, Vertex was the sire of Tunex. He won, among other races, the Metropolitan. Cupid, another very fast horse, won the Pomona in the San Carlos Handicap. Freetex won the Gotham. He won the Ohio Derby, the Monmouth Invitational. Let's see some others. Wintex, Verti. He won the Widener back when that was a very important stake race. Two Gun Dan. He won the Don Handicap down at Gulfstream Park. The Rymer was by St. Germans, the son of Swinford. He was kind of a shy breeder, and he passed that on. He was a sire of 20 grand who was, he just didn't get anything in foal. He was completely sterile. Bold Venture, he sired him, of course. And Bold Venture was a little suspect, too, on fertility. And Bold Venture, of course, sired two Derby winners, Assault, and he was another one who was never sired a winner, never sired a foal. And Middle Ground, he was another one who was very poor fertility, but he did sire some things. Let's see, he's also sired Devil Diver, who was stood over, well, he ended stud over at Green Tree, then moved over to Stallion Station, and he sired some 18 stakes winners. He was yeah, just a little disappointment at stud. And let's see, the Ram was also sired Tuscany, and he sired Rare Music. So he's just a fair kind of a stud. He was virtually stood up east and was virtually a private stallion standing up there in the east. But it's an interesting pedigree. I certainly like Vertex. That is for sure. All right, let's see. Where's my list of winners out of here? We're about to run out of time, Jackie. Got a couple of minutes. We've had 26 winners out of the Thoroughbred Center this month. And since last week's show, we've had 14. That's two a day. And, next week we're on at the regular time, 10 to 12. Matter of fact, we're on the regular time all the way up until March. And I think they play Florida in a nooner in March. Either Florida or Vanderbilt. But anyway, so... all the rest of this month, and then January and February will be on from 10 until 12. How about that? Well, let's see. The trainers are the winners out of here. Tommy Short. No, that was Tommy. I'm going to have to exclude you because yours won on the 7th. We've got to start with the 8th. Helmut Jackson, Saddle Royal Ensign, Tim Shue, one with Right Angle, Tommy Mills, with Just Sizzle. It's a very fast son of Jazzle. Howard Rice sang with Who Does That? Adolfo Marcias with Treaty of Cadiz. Marco Castaneda saddled Proud Warrior to win. Eduardo Caramoy, Marco's Fling. Paul McAtee saddled Fawning to win. Paul Garcia, Easy Vice. Bill Hickey had Pretty Much Mine win. Eduardo Garamori had another one with, I shouldn't have added, K-A-R-G-H-I-Z, Kurgis, I guess it is. And then last night we had two winners at Turfway. Jim Cullen saddled Out Drinking, and Jimmy Cargan, G-Fest. And one winner at Mountaineer last night, and when John Booker, that's John Booker Jr., incidentally, saddled Wando Country. But we'll be on next week, once again, as I said, from 10 until noon. And it's going up when, Jackie?
I'm going to try and get up this afternoon.
Oh, okay. On
after my nap.
UrsulaEllis.com.
UrsulaEllisHorsetails.com.
All right. Horse lies. So
okay.
We'll talk to you next week, and thanks for listening. Good job down there. What's his name again? We had a new man down
there. Cody.
Cody. Thank you, Cody. Thank you, Ressie. Talk to you next week.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville Studios.